flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA every single day at 1:40 to end the program. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. One phone line available if you want to jump on hold, 404-726-0929. You got something?
Oh, no. I was reading what you were saying about Joe Burrow and like, of course I take a pay cut. Yep. Of course this guy needs to be paid.
Yep.
Like, goodness gracious.
Just doing everything that teams hate players to do at the Super Bowl. He's like, yeah, you got to pay all of them. We got to keep it together. We have the money to do it. We need to keep the core. And meanwhile, the Bengals are like, we don't have any money.
Yeah,
what is he talking? We don't have any money.
Yeah.
Does he know how? Well, we don't want to spend it. Like, we already paid him. What's his problem?
We already paid him and gave him something they give nobody. They get 2 years of guaranteed salaries. They don't give nobody that.
Never.
They've never done that.
Yeah, they broke the rules for Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, none of these guys, what are you talking about? We can't pay any of these people. We paid you. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
All right, let's dive in, fellas. Real hypothetical question. Randy might suit you more, but I'm really unsure of this, but hypothetical. Had Jaden Daniels took Washington to the Super Bowl and won, could he have won Rookie of the Year, maybe MVP of the Super Bowl, and MVP of the league? He would be the first rookie to ever do that.
Yes.
I hang up and listen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah. I don't know about the MVP.
Well, I think because the voting happens
before the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he probably wouldn't have won MVP.
He's going to win Rookie of the Year tonight.
Yeah.
He's going to win that tonight.
Yeah.
But yeah, he could have won the Super Bowl MVP. But I think the regular season MVP usually goes before because the regular season MVP.
Yeah, and
who
I think
wins that tonight.
I think Josh Allen.
You think Josh? Okay.
Yeah, I think. What do you think?
I think Lamar.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
you know how they like to go
Lamar,
the other way.
I think Lamar is the MVP, but I think they give it to Josh.
Odds for Josh Allen.
Giving.
That's what I think Josh is going to get the award tonight. That's
negative 450 for Josh, plus 300 for Lamar.
Oh, really? So Lamar's favored.
Yeah.
Oh,
he should.
Josh is.
Okay. Oh, Josh. Oh, sorry. Josh is favored. Okay. Huh. Okay. All right. Charles is in Marietta. Hey, Charles.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Charles.
Okay, hold on one second. Hold on. Charles, give me one second. Got breaking news here for the Hawks.
Dun, 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 dun.
The Atlanta Hawks are trading for DeAndre Hunter to Cleveland for Caris LeVert. what's the other guy's name?
Isaac Okoro. George Niang.
And 3 second round picks and 2 pick swaps.
Okay.
So DeAndre Hunter is no longer an Atlanta Hawk.
All right.
There it is.
There you have it. Got one of them wrong.
Da, 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 da. Breaking news.
Well, we called that one in the 11 o'clock hour, I will say.
We did.
We got it wrong. It wasn't Isaac Okoro. It was George Niang,
right.
Who Steve Holman loves because they're from the same hometown.
Yes.
They're from the same hometown in Massachusetts. So Steve will be very excited that George Niang is coming here. And who is the other guy? Caris LeVert?
Yes.
All right.
So they did get him.
Bench scorer, you know?
Whatever.
Solid guy. We said some nice stuff about him kind of earlier. We'll say more nice stuff about him now. Yeah, DeAndre Hunter's gone.
Yeah.
The 5 picks, though.
Yeah.
5 picks, 3 second rounders. So you got 3 of the 5 back that you traded to get Sadiq Bey.
Oh, yeah.
A couple years ago. And so you're 60% of the way being able to send 5 second rounders away again for another guy.
Whatever.
And then 2 pick swaps. Cool. All right. There you go.
Whatever.
Does that get you going?
Yeah.
It's Charles. Hey, Charles. Sorry. Hey,
I'm sorry, Charles.
What's up, Charles?
That's all right. It's all right. So for turkey hunting season, guys, it's actually starting soon. I think it's like April through or March through April, something like that.
All right.
It's not during Thanksgiving or anything like that.
We going?
I'm trying to do my first hunt as well, so I'm looking for someone too.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. Turkey hunting ain't around Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I guess you got to freeze it.
No, it's way earlier in the year.
So you got to freeze it.
Yeah, you got to pluck it and freeze it.
Okay. Well, I guess I could do that. That sucks.
Yeah. Quick question, guys.
Yeah.
Super Bowl spread, what's a must-have at a Super Bowl party?
Chicken wings.
Beer. I think we got it.
That's chicken wings and beer.
That's what you need.
I know that's all I'm consuming.
That's the main thing you need. I like various dips. Like, people make all kinds of different dips.
Like my
wife makes a 7-layer dip I like.
Yes, but Donna makes the buffalo chicken dip.
I like
she
that
makes the
too.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Buffalo
all
chicken
I
dip's
do
very good.
I like wings. And I'm going to do like 4 different types this year. So it's going to be smoked, we're going to fry them. We're going to bake some, and then I got this new one that I'm going to try. And it's kind of, it's smoking them, but it's like on the outside smoker where you're like over an open fire.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to do that.
4 different types of wings.
Yeah, man.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
And it's just you guys.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm excited. This she's got next week off, so she's actually going to get to stay up and watch the game.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Nice.
It's going to be really great. Like, because, you know, all the big games are always on Sunday nights or Monday night,
right,
whatever, national championship stuff. Like, and she never gets to stay up and watch it because my wife has to go to work at like 1:30 in the morning.
Right.
So, very exciting. We're going to actually get to watch the game together. Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Andy, Randy. Great job on the breaking news. I'm glad it happened on the midday show today.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. Very exciting.
My question's around the Falcons and whether or not you saw this report about Jim Nagy indirectly calling out Terry Fontenot for not coming to the Senior Bowl for the second year.
Hmm.
And is that a big deal, no deal? Like, I think it's a big deal because it's 2 years in a row. And, like, what's Terry's – why is he so inaccessible other than that one press conference? But, you know, not showing up at the Senior Bowl and looking at that talent, does he watch film on Saturday? Like, The draft process seems to have been a little bit lackluster, especially last year outside of Pennant. So,
all right, Tim. Thank you, Tim.
So he has not been to the Senior Bowl. A
couple years now, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I genuinely don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, he's looking at these guys.
Yeah, he's looking at the process.
And they have scouts
They
down
have
there.
A whole bunch of scouts
And Marquise
down there.
Williams, the special teams coach, was one of the two coaches for the East-West Shrine Bowl, so he was there for that.
And a lot of times – a lot of GMs don't go,
mm-hmm.
you know, but yeah, I don't have no issue. I like Nagy, so I won't say nothing bad about him or anything. I like him, but yeah, I don't know if it's a big deal.
He doesn't mind Nagy. That is, he doesn't mind publicly calling people out regarding the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, because he does a really, I don't know who, like, he does a really good job of getting people's attention surrounding the Super Bowl, which is kind of what his job is.
I like him, and I like who he replaced, Phil Savage. You know how I feel, but yeah, I don't think it's a big deal.
I really don't know. I do like that Tim brought back big deal, small deal, no deal.
Yeah.
That's a shout out.
Which was great until Blast somebody couldn't figure out his motivation to do it.
I know. Abe said he didn't like it.
I just can't find my motivation behind it. I just want to make the segment great. I just don't have the motivation.
Abe's like, are you guys making fun of me?
I can't find motivation.
Abe's like trying to do the other part of his job. He's like, hang on a second.
I just can't find the motivation to do it.
What did I want to say about that? Here's the thing about like that. The Terry Fontenot part of that is anything a general manager does 4 years into a tenure with a losing record and not a great draft track record, you're going to look at it as negative.
Yeah.
You're going to look at it as bad. I mean, had the draft gone better, maybe the draft would go better if they was down there. If he was down there, I don't know if that's true or not, but like that kind of stuff pops out when they're where they are, which is a losing record 4 years into the tenure. And, inaccessible? I don't know. I think I talked to Terry Fontenot as much as I've talked to any other general manager of any other NFL team that we've covered or I've covered. Like, we talk to him when we talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's usually what it is.
Yeah. I mean, there's times of year generally when those guys are doing stuff. We'll talk to him, I'm sure, a couple times leading up to the combine.
Yeah.
Leading up to the draft.
Right.
We'll talk to him after the draft. We'll talk to him at training camp, and that's kind of what it is. I mean, I don't remember talking to Thomas Dimitroff any more than that.
Right.
I don't remember talking to John Schneider any more than that in Seattle. Now, I don't, like, John would be around more, but also things were going good. He wanted people to talk to him. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Anybody want to interview me about my drafts?
Hey, interview me.
You know, we got Richard Sherman in the 5th round, right? You want to talk about that again?
Interview me.
Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, trying to stay positive with all this, but for anybody that bought a Kirk Cousins jersey this past year, I didn't buy one. And I can include the Super Bowl, but and my mom told me if I don't pick it up, don't ever come back in their house again. So I had to pick it up and put it back on.
Okay.
But for anybody that bought a Kirk Cousins jersey, I think they should get like a $50 gift card to Home Depot.
Come on, man.
That's a good suggestion, Adam. I actually really like that a lot. You know, there's sometimes teams will do, and I don't know that.
This call is no longer being recorded.
Oh, he records these?
Interesting.
We better be on our P's and Q's. Like occasionally.
What's that?
Yeah, it's a two. This is a two-party consent state, Adam. Although we're broadcasting and we podcast it, so we know we're being recorded. But you are supposed to tell the person that you're recording that you're recording them. Teams do that sometimes.
Yes.
Where it's like, we'll exchange it.
Yes.
You bring it in, we'll exchange it, whatever. I don't think they're going to do that.
Oh, they're not giving you nothing, Maverick.
But I... I'm sorry. I would say just do this. Go to Home Depot, get some of that black Gorilla tape, put it right over the nameplate, and then somebody will be 18 next year.
There you go.
Get a white marker, and you can write on it. Or maybe you got the white jersey. Get some white tape and a black marker. I always like when people do that. Like you
the funniest thing ever.
This is so great.
The funniest thing ever.
Because jerseys are expensive, man.
Oh, like, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wouldn't. Never mind.
I know you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You could also turn 18 into several other numbers.
Oh, yeah. It could be 16. You could make it 9.
88.
You could get rid of the 1, make it 9, and now it's a Penix jersey. Yeah. I did see a picture. I don't know. Maybe Caleb posted it. Someone did.
How the hell can you? Oh, no. How do you make a Penix jersey?
Okay, so you got 1 and 8, right? Mm-hmm. So black out the 1. 1's gone. So now you got the 8. Just black out a little part of the 8, and then it's a 9.
I got you. Okay.
This comes from someone who changed a lot of grades on top of tests that came home.
Just checking. Okay. Thank you.
Anything can become anything.
Yes, I believe that.
With the right amount of whiteout or red pen. Someone, I don't remember who, sorry I'm not giving you credit, posted a picture of a fan at the Hawks game last night in a Kirk Cousins jersey. Like, that's a wild-ass time to wear a Kirk Cousins jersey in public. You know what I mean? Like, after what happened this week?
He's a troll.
That's a troll.
That's a troll.
Like, that's a troll. That's pretty funny, but that's a troll.
That's
All right. Ed is in Lawrenceville. God. Hey, Ed.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me get my cassette tape loaded. Okay, record. Okay. Hey, fellas. Hey, did you see last night in the game there was a wedgie?
Yeah, I did.
In the Hawks game.
I did, and I called it that.
Okay.
And my daughter said, a wedgie? Because she knows what another wedgie is.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, when the ball gets in the rim in the basket.
Trey jumped up there and got it out.
And Trey got it. Yeah.
Trey jumped up and got it out.
Okay, guys. Now, I'm an older guy. I got a lot of years on you. I thought it used to be, I haven't seen a wedgie in quite a while, but it used to be where the defensive team got the ball back. When did they start jumping it?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question.
That's a great question.
I don't know. I would have thought that the defensive team got the ball back too. I didn't realize that it was.
Yeah, no, I couldn't believe it. Yeah. And of course it was Wemby.
Right.
I mean, how many jumps does he lose?
Not many.
Awkward thing was the jump ball yesterday between him and
good eye though, Ed.
Yeah, I mean, Okongwu was like, really?
Yeah.
You know, but Randy, for you, I know you lived in the country and you lived overseas. You know, yesterday you guys brought up Bruce Smith and Reggie White.
Yeah.
I'm from Wisconsin, and when Reggie came to Green Bay, it reshaped the franchise, on the field, but off.
Yes.
Because African-American players didn't want to go there.
Okay.
And when he first got there, the players had to drive from Green Bay on their off day to Milwaukee to get their hair cut and the food they wanted.
That's true.
Because it wasn't in Green Bay.
Right,
right.
Can you imagine? It was like a 100-mile drive to do that. So in your life, whether it was in the country or overseas in Germany, you know, were you ever in a situation like that where, you know, you had to make do with what was available? Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ed.
I was raised by Ince McMichael. Hell yeah. I had to deal with.
What's the longest you've driven for a haircut?
Oh. That far.
Because I'm kind of doing the thing. I still, no. I go to the barbershop over by where we used to live. I really like those guys. They do a good job, so I go there. It's out of the way. Yes. Like, it's not super convenient for where we live now, but they do a great job.
That's all that matters. Like, in Miami, I got my haircut right down the street from Cylinder, where everybody got their haircut. In St. Louis, I got my haircut probably about 30 minutes from my house, but then I got to a point where I would pay him to come to my house.
Oh, that's,
and so he would guess.
That's
he,
a flex right there. That's
so,
nice.
Yeah, so he would come to my house every Friday, every Saturday, Friday night, and cut my hair.
Okay.
And then here, I go right around the corner, right over there to a cut above.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just to circle back real quick on the first thing he talked about, for a guy like me, a wedgie is like a nightmare scenario. It's hard to get.
Why?
Ball gets stuck up there.
Oh, dude, I'm thinking you're talking about what I would think of a wedgie.
No. Well, those are, no one wants one of those. But I'll pick that out the same way anybody would. That's a throw your shoe at the ball situation.
You've never gotten one before?
I can't get up that high.
Damn. Even though the ball's like hanging down a little bit?
I know. And sometimes it'll be hanging down low, and I'm like, surely I can get this one.
Right.
Nah.
Damn, homie.
Nah, I'm a ground animal.
Damn, homie. Sorry to hear that.
I know. Sorry. Me too. Sorry me too. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Damn, he can't even get the razor.
The worst. The worst is when your shoe gets stuck in the net.
Yes.
And then you're like, you can't get that one either. I only have one shoe left now.
Andy's a land animal. Anything can be anything with whiteout. Abe is becoming shy as he gets closer to 40.
There was a term used, the term revenge baby was used on the show. That's a great term.
Those are definitely a thing.
Don't have one. Don't have one of those.
So apparently Randy's family calls him Quick Draw McGraw.
Mech draw.
All of his people call him that.
NBA's trying to flex their little-ass muscles all day. Well, you got about another hour to go.
God.
And from a tool standpoint, Joe Milton is the guy.
Yes.
Randy hits him in the sweet spot and they explode.
All right, Duke from Bell coming up next.
This trade.
To break down the Hawks trade deadline deal that sends DeAndre Hunter to Cleveland for Caris LeVert, George Niang, 3 second-round picks, and 2 swaps. All you want to learn about Caris LeVert and George Niang coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.